Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Or just the most mesmerizing machine on television? She could be paying out £10,000 today. It can only be tipping points. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Tara. I'm an HR administrator from West Sussex.
I'm Dave. I'm a trainee train driver from Worcestershire.
I'm Amy. I'm a barmaid from Blackpool.
I'm Ken. I'm a surveyor from Surrey.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But even more excitingly, there are two new additions in the machine, our double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game. They'll be going home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could be game changers. OK, everybody ready? Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. A person of noble birth is often said to have what colour blood? Ken.
Blue.
That's right, blue blood, Ken. Now then, do you fancy playing or passing?
I want to play on drop zone one, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone one for Ken. Drop. What do you think, Ken? Where you wanted it?
Stay flat, more or less. Good.
Yeah, you got it flat. Where's that going to go?
Yep.
Yep, there's a couple there, Ken. Are we going to get you any money? Yes, we can.
Good
start. Ken. Good start. £150 across the tipping points. We can take that from the machine and put it straight into your bank. Ken, you're off the mark. Well done with £150 and two counters left. OK, next question. Who plays Basil in TV sitcom Fawlty Towers? Tara.
John Cleese.
It is John Cleese. Well done, Tara. So, you get to put a counter into the machine, or you could pass.
No, I will play, but I'm going to try drop zone four, please.
OK, light up drop zone four, please.
OK.
Yeah, it's got nice and flat.
Yes.
Couple over there. And what about the tipping point? Two counters across the tipping point. £100 with your first drop. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Tara, you now have £100. You two have two counters left to play. Next question. Milk of magnesia was traditionally used to aid which condition? Ken.
Digestion.
I can accept digestion or indigestion. You're absolutely right, Ken. Well done. So, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to stick with drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one for Ken, please. What are we going to get from the machine here, Ken? In we go.
Stay flat, please.
Yeah, could shift that double over as well, which would be good. It is flat. Need a decent drive now, Ken.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Go on. Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
Three across the tipping point. It's £150. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're up to £300 now, Ken. Just the one counter left to play with. Next question. What does the I stand for in the controversial financial services product, PPI? Amy.
Insurance?
Yes, Payment Protection Insurance. Well done, Amy. You get to put a counter in, or indeed you could pass.
I'll play, please.
OK,
can I play drop zone two, please?
Yep, light up drop zone two for Amy, please.
For the mystery.
Coming towards it, if you can get something over, what do you reckon?
Okay, is it gonna ride?
Flat.
It's flat.
Ooh.
Do we think it's gonna split them?
It's gonna split them, isn't it?
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Could work,
could be.
Yes! Well done, Amy. Three across the tipping point. £150 for those three. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. So you're off the mark with £150. You've also got our first mystery prize, Amy. You've won a pair of European flights, courtesy of Monarch Airlines.
Wow.
So a cheeky trip away as well. Yeah. Well done.
Wow.
Two counters left to play for you, Amy. You're off the mark with £150. Well done.
Brilliant.
Next question. What colour are the fried tomatoes in the title of a... Dave.
Green.
1987 novel by Fanny Flagg. Yes, green. Fried green tomatoes. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'd play, Ben, and drop zone three, please.
Let's light up drop zone three for Dave. There's a double there too, isn't there, Dave? You get it.
That's
just settled
there.
It's down.
It's flat.
It is nice and flat now. Shift that lump off the top. Go on, go on, go on, go on. Oh, oh. Dave.
Oh.
Just a bit too heavy, I think. They seem to be staying where they are. So nothing with your first counter. You draw a blank. Still got two to go. Next question. Wood, iron and wedge. Tara.
Golf.
Are clubs used in which sport? Well done, Tara. So, play or pass?
I'm going to play, please, okay. Ben, and I'm going to try drop zone three.
OK, load up drop zone three, please. Just steady on the end. It's come down. We need that flat, don't we, Tara?
We do.
OK, that looks good. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Not too bad. Go on, go, go, go.
Yes. Yeah. Is it coming for the double just alongside it?
Oh, yes.
There's two. OK, that's £100. Cross the tipping point for those two, Tara.
OK.
Let's take that money from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £200 with one counter left to play. Next question for everybody. How many decades are there in a millennium? Ken.
100.
That's right, Ken. No problems there. Do you want to play your last counter, Ken, or would you like to pass?
I'm going to play on zone two, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone two, please. Ricochet
nicely,
drop.
Thank you.
Lots of bounce. Is that
Please
where you wanted it?
Please go flat. Yep.
Looking good, Ken?
Fair chance. Yep.
Shifted slightly on the drop, but... There's three more, Ken.
Three's a habit.
Another £150 across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Three threes gives you £450 now, Ken. You've used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Well done. Next question. Which of the major British political parties is most associated with the colour red? Dave.
Labour.
That's right. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, Ben. Drop zone three, please.
Line up drop zone three.
Stay flat.
Ricochet drop. Get a couple of those. Go on, go
oh,
on.
Yes, that one. That's
Can
okay.
you get at that double, Dave? Oh, well done, Dave.
That's
You're off
okay.
the mark. Four counters with that drop. You needed the money. That's £200 across the tipping point. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you up into joint second with Tara on £200. You've got one counter left. Next question. In April 2014, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge made a royal visit to Australia. And which other Commonwealth... Tara?
And New Zealand.
That's correct. Well done. So, your choice now. You can play your last counter, or you could ask Dave to play his or Amy to play one of hers.
I'm going to play.
OK.
Drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four for us, please. Quick drop.
Good, that, good.
Come you on. Like that one?
Yeah, it did drop quick. No!
Oh, no! Oh. Tara!
Oh.
That was your last counter. Is that your last chance to get some money? As things stand, you've got £200. You've used all three of your counters. For the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. The Oscars are awarded in which field of the arts? Amy.
Film.
That's right. Well done, Amy. Do you want to play?
Yes, drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four for Amy, please. Gone one space. Oh!
Oh, lucky.
When's it gonna go? When's it gonna go? Oh, it's holding on, Amy.
Hanging on.
Obviously.
Nothing for that drop, I'm afraid. So you come to your last counter. Dave, you've got one left as well. Next question. The birthplaces of the physician Hippocrates and the philosopher Socrates are in which modern day country? Amy.
Greece.
Yes, well done, Amy. Do you want to play?
Drop zone four, please.
OK, load up drop zone four. Your last counter, Amy. You need £50 at least. Got it down. Here we go.
OK. Please.
£50. George, you level with Tara and Dave. That'll put you way ahead. Amy, well done. 5 counters with your last drop. £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you into second on £400. Well done. That means you have used all 3 of your counters, though. For the time being, you're out of the round. So, Dave, just you left in, because it is just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the right answer to this question to put that counter into the machine.
OK.
You need to do it in the allotted time as well, Dave, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
OK.
OK, Dave, here we go. Which character from the sitcom Friends had the catchphrase, "How you doing?"
Joey.
Yes, it was Joey. Joey Tribbiani. So, Dave, here's your last chance. If you can get one counter out, you're going through and Tara's going home. If you draw a blank, it's sudden death between you and Tara.
Mm, I think I've probably got to risk drop zone 4.
Light up drop zone 4, please. Crucial you get something across that top shelf, Dave. Down in splat.
Oh, no.
Those 2 silver counters have gone.
Oh, that's OK. That's all right.
Just the one is all you need to see you through to the next round.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
You've stacked the tipping point, but Dave, I'm afraid there's nothing else to add for your final counter. So, as things stand, Ken and Amy, you're both through to round 2. Dave and Tara, you both have £200.
Okay.
So, it's back on the buzzers. I'm going to ask you one last question. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll join Amy and Ken in the next round. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, your opponent will join Amy and Ken in the next round. Good luck, both of you. Here comes your sudden death question. Rhino is an informal name given to which animal? Tara.
Rhinoceros. Oh.
It is, Tara, yes. Well done. Just too quick for Dave. Hard luck, Dave.
Yep.
So, at the end of the round, Ken has £450, Amy £400, Tara sneaks through on £200. Dave, I'm afraid with £200, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
So, join us after the break to see which of today's 3 remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Tara, Amy and Ken have all survived to play round 2. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. A player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Ken, you are a leader from round 1, which is important because you get the choice. Would you like to take the machine on first, or would you like to ask one of the girls to go?
Should be ladies first in tradition, but I'm going to go first.
Fair enough, Ken. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can, Ken. Every time you get a question right, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and I'll move on as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Time starts now. In UK currency, how many pennies make up £1?
100.
Correct. What German code machine was famously decoded at Bletchley Park during
Enigma.
World War... Correct. In 2009, which rapper had a UK number one single with Bonkers?
Pass.
Dizzy Rascal. Which non-alcoholic beverage is traditionally used to flavour the Italian dessert tiramisu?
Pass.
Coffee. The toque is a tall white hat worn primarily by members of which profession?
Pass.
Chef. Which English county is represented by St Piran's flag? Do you know it? St Piran's flag? It was Cornwall. Just out of time on that last one, I'm afraid, Ken. 2 rights, 2 counters. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 1, please.
But... OK, let's start up drop zone 1, please. Good drop. Is the double going to fall? Yeah, I think so. Good shove on that one, Ken.
Just the one.
Ken, that's 1 counter for your first drop, £50. We've got 1 more to put in. What are you thinking?
Drop zone 3, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone 3, please. You can get that double, Ken. This could be a good haul. Need some over that top shelf. Might not get the double.
No, I don't think we'll get anything there.
Oh, it's riding, Ken.
Is it?
Yeah. It is riding.
Yeah, that's it.
Not going to be much help to you, I'm afraid.
No, there you go.
Nothing else, I'm afraid. Just £50, Ken, from those 2. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank you.
It takes you up to £500. Amy, we come to you. Your chance now to make a decision. Would you like to play next, or would you like Tara to go instead?
I'd like to play next, please,
Ben. 30 seconds for Amy, please. The time starts now. Leila Ali is the daughter of which retired boxing legend?
Pass.
Muhammad Ali. Which elusive graffiti artist created the works Rude Copper and Gangster Rat?
Banksy?
Yes, correct. The blue cheese Stilton is named after a village in which English county?
Pass.
Cambridgeshire. According to C.S. Lewis, which fantastical world can be entered through a wardrobe?
Narnia.
Correct. In which UK sketch show did Matt Lucas play the character Bubbles DeVere?
Little Britain.
Correct. Pollex is the medical name for which digit of the human hand? It's the thumb. Amy, you got three rights.
OK.
Three counters to put into the machine. Where do you want to go?
Drop zone four, please, Ben.
OK, light up drop zone four, please. Two draws your level with Ken. That's your first target, Amy. There you go, you got it out.
What's it going to do? Anything? Oh. It's
no,
okay.
Amy.
It's OK.
Staying there. Nothing for that one. Two more to go. Where are you going now?
Drop zone four again, please, Ben.
Fire up, please. Similar place.
Push
is it going to go? Is it going to go? Still none. Surely there's got to be something coming out here soon, Amy. Teasing you with these drops. Okay, so you've got one counter left to put into the machine.
It's got to be drop zone four, hasn't it, really?
Let's stay with drop zone four. In you get, Amy, come on. Secure your place in the head-to-head. Finally! Anything over the tipping points?
Oh, my God!
That was worth waiting for, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
14 counters in one drop. Well done. £700. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £1,100. Way out in the lead. Well done. OK, Tara, we come to you. Your turn now. 30 seconds for Tara, please. Your time starts now. The beige on the surface of traditional tournament snooker tables is a shade of what colour?
Green.
Correct. Capri pants are named after an island belonging to which European country?
Spain.
Italy. Which Roman emperor is known by a nickname taken from the Latin for little boot?
Caesar.
Caligula. The Beefeaters are the official guardians of which historic London fortress?
Tower of London.
Correct. Who co-hosts ITV's Long Lost Family alongside Nicky Campbell?
Pass.
Davina McCall. The Niagara River separates the American state of New York from which Canadian province?
Ontario.
Correct. Right on the money, Tara. Well done. Three counters, three chances to catch Ken.
OK, I think it's going to have to be drop zone three to see if I can get the double.
OK, let's light up drop zone three, please. Six counters
side.
Will catch Ken.
That might push something over, though.
OK, yeah.
It is flat.
OK. Might
can you get something
there.
Over? Oh, yes.
OK.
That could be
that's
good.
That's good.
Ken thinks it could be good.
Oh.
Oh, that's so lucky.
Nothing for your first drop, Tara.
Okay.
Fill the shell. Two to go.
OK, drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three, please. Is that better?
Not sure. It's on the right side. OK.
So
okay.
We're looking for
that's
six.
Good.
Oh!
Oh my gosh.
The double is hanging by a thread. Can't believe that's not fallen for you, Tara. You've had three counts to put into the machine. You've got one left.
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three, please. It's not going to take much. Surely they're going to fall.
Okay.
Need that down. Are you going to get something over? You have to get something over that top shelf. Oh, it's riding! Tara, you're kidding me! Ken!
Might still go. Oh!
Ken!
No.
Skin of a tooth.
Three counters into the machine. Absolutely nothing out, I'm afraid. So the scores stay as they were. Amy has £1,100. Ken, you are through with £500. Tara! You gave it a great shot, but I'm afraid with £200, that means we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you. It's been a great day.
So it's Amy and Ken who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Amy and Ken. Very well done to both of you getting this far. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can hand it over to your opponent. If you get a question right, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Amy, you're in the lead, so it's your choice. Would you like to take control of the machine or would you like to pass it to Ken?
I think I'm going to have to go first, aren't I?
OK, first question for you then, Amy. In Julia Donaldson's 1999 children's book, which animal scares off predators by introducing them to the Gruffalo? Now then, you don't have to answer this, Amy. Do you think Ken knows?
Don't know. I don't even think I could make a guess, really, so I think I'm going to have to pass.
You're going to pass it over now, then, Ken. Do you have any grandkids?
I do, and I should know the answer to this, but I'm going to have to think hard.
Have you read the story to your grandkids?
Not for a long time.
But you have read it?
Yeah, so okay. I should remember this. I'm thinking pig, cat or dog at the moment. I think I'm going to go pig.
You're going to go with the pig. Amy?
It's a pure guess, really.
It's a guess from Ken. What do you reckon?
I don't know. If I was going to make a guess, I would have said something like a mouse or something.
You might have gone with the mouse.
Maybe.
OK, you handed it to Ken. Is this going to work out? Was Ken going to steal the counter? He certainly needs it right now. Let's find out. Is the answer a pig? It's a mouse. Oh. It was a mouse.
Well done. You should have got that. We got it anyway.
Well done, Amy. That worked out nicely for you. So you get to put a counter into the machine. Where are you going to go?
It's going to have to be drop zone three, isn't
Thought
it?
Thought so. Line up drop zone three. One drop in the right place, and you could be out of sight.
Oh! Wrong side.
Really hectic drop.
Oh, one's gone.
I get something.
Are you going to get them over? Oh, crikey! That's four across the tipping point. That's £200, Amy.
Okay.
For those four, let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £1,300. That double and the whole cluster are still there, though. So, Ken, you're going to get a chance to try and get at them as we come to you for your first question. The explosive noise caused by an aircraft travelling faster than the speed of sound is known as what?
Sonic boom.
You've gone for it. You could have passed it.
No, I'm going to go for it. Sonic boom.
Amy?
I wouldn't have known that.
You wouldn't have known?
No.
Ken looks pretty confident. Let's find out. Is it a sonic boom? Yes, it is. Well done, Ken. No problems there. Ken, where are you going to go?
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Line up drop zone three for Ken, please. 16 counters draws you level.
Come across.
Did the same to me.
No, nothing there.
There's one, though, maybe. Ken. Will it be enough?
Oh, I don't think so.
Just a bit of lateral on it.
Oh, yes!
There you go,
well
Ken.
Done.
Couldn't believe that.
Goodness me, just when you needed it, the double drops. Ken, you needed eight to draw level. That's 10 counters across the tipping point. With that double, that's £500. We put another £500 in. That means you get £1,000 with the one drop. When we take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Ken,
well,
that has put you in the lead by £200.
Well done.
Very well done. There is still one double left in the machine. It's covered up, but it's on the bottom shelf in front of drop zone one, if you can find it. So there's still a lot more money in the machine. Amy, we come to you for your second question.
OK.
The last night of the proms traditionally takes place at which London venue? You can pass this, Amy, to Ken if you're not sure. Does Ken look like the sort of man who would go to the proms,
yeah,
Amy?
Yeah, he does. I can't think of one, but I think it's wrong, so I may as well just pass it, please.
Okay, Ken, here's a chance. You've been to the proms before?
Not to it, watched it regularly.
You have watched it.
Royal Albert Hall is my answer.
Royal Albert Hall. Does that ring a bell, Amy?
Yeah, of course it is.
Let's find out. Is the answer the Royal Albert Hall? Yes, well done, Ken. No problems with that one. Ken, you get to put a counter into the machine.
Drop zone one, please. Bill.
OK, let's start up drop zone one, please. Bit of a chance here, Ken. Let's see if we can get that other double out.
Could be right. Please stay flat.
There. Is that going to go flat for you, Ken?
Yes.
No, it's riding.
Is it riding?
It is, dear. Just a slither. Can you get something?
No.
Not enough, I'm afraid, Ken.
There you go.
So, nothing to add for that one, but it was a steal, so we come to you for your second question. What does a chronometer measure? You can pass it to Amy, but would she know?
Because I'm not entirely sure, I think I will pass this.
OK. So, Amy, a chronometer.
Oh, I have absolutely no idea. The only thing I can think of is earthquakes, and it's not that, because that's something else.
That's something else.
Yeah. Chronometer. I'll just say earthquakes.
Earthquakes, but you're pretty sure it's not earthquakes.
Yeah.
If you'd been pushed, what would you have said, Ken?
I would have said thickness, actually.
Thickness, maybe. A chronometer measures the thickness of things. Amy's gone with earthquakes, although you're pretty sure it's not right.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Does a chronometer measure earthquakes? No. It's time. A chronometer measures time.
Clock.
Oh.
Ken, the good news is you get the counter.
OK.
So it doesn't matter. Where are you going to put this one?
Let's stick with drop zone one, please.
OK, load up drop zone one, please. Right then, Ken, see if we can uncover that double counter.
Oh, good side.
That's better, is it?
And it's flat.
It is.
Oh, get the one.
Silver flips for you.
Come on, come on.
Well done. Didn't get the double, Ken, but you have got 8 counters across the tipping point. That's £400. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. It extends your lead out to £1,900.
Wonderful.
Right then, Amy, we come to you for your third and final question. Amy, the words bagel, shtum and schmooze derive from which historical Jewish language? You can pass it, but do you think Ken will know?
Yeah, probably.
Bagel, shtum and schmooze.
I'm going to pass because I have no idea, absolutely no idea.
Right, Amy's got to pass. Ken, here's your chance.
I grew up in a Jewish community, Ren.
Of course he did.
So you'll know this one.
Hebrew.
Oh, of course it is.
Ken, you gone with Hebrew. Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer Hebrew? Ken, it's not Hebrew, it's Yiddish.
Of course.
It's Yiddish.
Of course.
Amy, you got the counter. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone 3 and hope it goes to the left.
OK, line up drop zone 3, please.
Good luck, Amy.
Thanks.
Indeed, Ken. Good luck, Amy. Let's see if we can get you some counters out. It's been a tough round this for you. Let's get some money.
I don't think that's going to do anything.
It's going to slide into the space.
It's going to slide into...
They feel like they want to go, but they're just clinging on. Nothing for that one. So, Ken, we come to you for your third and final question. Founded in 1636, which university is the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States? You can pass this. Do you think Amy would know?
Amy might know. I'm not sure I do. I'm going to pass it, Ben.
OK, Amy, here's your chance.
OK. I think Harvard isn't... I don't think that's as old. I'm thinking somewhere like Brown University. I'm going to go for Brown.
You're going to go with Brown?
Yeah.
Ken, what would you have said?
I probably would have said Harvard now I think about it, but couldn't come to mind, so...
No, so you didn't have an option, but that's just jogged your memory. Amy, why did you go for Brown, not Harvard?
I just thought Harvard wasn't as old. I don't know why. I'm probably wrong, but...
If you're right, you've got one last chance. If she's wrong, Ken, you're playing for £10,000. Is the answer Brown? Harvard. Amy, ranked number one in the world, Harvard.
I know. 1636. I
suppose
it was too obvious.
I
thought it was.
You knew it too,
I'm
didn't
sorry.
You?
I did. I knew
Bless
it.
Your heart.
So, Amy, that means that you're going to be going home, I'm afraid. Ken, you're playing for £10,000. Before we do that, though, you've got another counter to put into the machine.
Well, with that cluster there, I've got really to go for drop zone 2, I think, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone 2, please. Decent position.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get something over that shelf.
Don't think it will. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Going to knock that up. No.
Are you going to get them, Ken?
There's a few.
You got a few of them. Ken, there's 5 across the tipping point with your last drop, £250. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And it means at the end of the round, Ken is today's winner. Well done, Ken. £2,150 to you. Amy, I'm afraid with £1,300, we have found your tipping point. But the good news is you did win some European flights at least. Thanks for playing, Amy.
Thank you. I've had a really nice day.
So, Ken, congratulations. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter, this one right here, into our machine. It's just a touch bigger, Ken, but it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000.
Fingers crossed.
Can Ken master the machine by finding his £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Ken is our winner today. Very well done, Ken. You've managed to amass £2,150 in the bank.
Pretty good start.
Not half bad, is it?
Oh, not
half
bad at all.
We've got a nice amount of money here, but £10,000 is what we'd really love to get you. Tell me what you'd like to do with the money if you were to win it.
Well, my wife and I like the odd cruise, so I think we might go for that for our 45th anniversary next year. New wet room at home might be a good idea.
A new wet room, crikey.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll be a choice between those two and then looking after the grandchildren to some extent.
OK, it'd be lovely if we can help you get there. In a few moments, we're going to find out whether you're going to win our £10,000 jackpot. I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do, if you want to go home with £10,000, is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be, but, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out.
Okay.
Don't forget, there is still that one double counter in there on the bottom shelf of Drop Zone 1. It's just tucked away at the minute.
Yep.
But it's worth keeping an eye on, because if you don't get your hands on the jackpot counter, Ken, you can still leave with a fair amount of money.
Absolutely.
What we'd love you to leave with, though, is £10,000. So the first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. So, where are you thinking of placing it?
Drop Zone 1, please.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 1, please. So, as we know, the double's still in there. Let's see what we can do with this one. OK. Let's see where that ends. Just nudging now. The double is just there. Little movement on that.
Three.
So, Ken, three across the tipping point with your first drop. That's £150. So it's £2,300. Jackpot counter nice and flat, just towards the right of centre on Drop Zone 1. Shall we have a look at your categories?
Please.
Here we go. Geography, science, food and drink, language, fashion and celebrities. You can play them in any order you like. So when you're ready, give me your first subject and for how many counters.
OK, well, I'm not too keen on fashion.
Come on now, Ken.
Science, well, yes and no. I'm going to start with a strong one, geography.
OK.
And I'll go for three on geography, please.
Ben. Right, we're going to start with one of our stronger categories, which is geography for three counters, please. The Southern Alps is a mountain range in which Commonwealth country?
Oh.
Canada, Kenya or New Zealand?
I think it's New Zealand.
What makes you say that?
Because it's more southern than the other two, basically. And the normal Alps, or the Alps as we know it, are in Europe. Canada can't be the answer. Don't think it's Kenya. I'm going to stick with New Zealand.
Should we light it up?
Please.
OK, we're going to take New Zealand, please. Be a lovely start, if you're right.
Fingers crossed.
Are the Southern Alps in New Zealand? Yes. On the South Island, they run for 450 kilometres. Beautiful that they are, too. Three counters to get started, Ken. Where do you want to go?
Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 1, please. So, right behind it, Ken.
Need them flat. Wrong side, but never mind.
Gah.
At least it's riding. Well. I'm going to say at least it's flat, but no.
Went too soon on that.
Yeah, yeah, two more to come.
Okay, two more to go. Drop Zone 1 again.
Please, please.
Fire up, please. Ignore that one, that's one in. Let's have this one.
Just had a bit of spin on it, didn't it?
Be flat. Oh, no!
So where life goes.
That's going to cover it slightly as well.
It will, yeah, it's covered it completely, look.
Nothing for that one. One more to go, though, Ken.
OK.
We need one right behind it. Drop Zone 1 again.
Please.
Fire up. Oh! Just that one little bounce at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we've had two riders.
At least it's flat.
It is flat.
Okay, come on, come on.
Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get a bit of money, maybe. Just the one.
Yeah, just the one.
So that's £50 across the tipping point, Ken. £2,350. A few more have fallen. Doesn't matter when it goes, it's all yours, Ken. That black counter's going to go at some point as well. Just keep an eye on that one in the middle. Didn't affect anything, so it's just staying there. So, £2,350. Done a good job at hiding the jackpot counter. That's not necessarily the plan. We need to get it moving. We need to shift it.
Absolutely.
Here's the categories. Science, food and drink, language, fashion and celebrities.
I'll go food and drink, please, Ben.
For how many?
Three again.
Food and drink for three counters, please. If you ordered Bombay duck in a restaurant, what would you be served? Duck, fish or lamb?
It isn't duck.
It's not duck?
Absolutely not duck. Pretty sure it's not fish. I'm going to go with lamb, please, Ben.
Should we light lamb up?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to take lamb, please. Any reason why you've gone for lamb over fish?
Not really. It's just a guess between the two, frankly.
Let's find out if you're right, then. Is a Bombay duck lamb?
Ooh.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
It comes from the city of Bombay.
Yeah, between the two.
OK, so we lose a category there. Not to worry. Let's go back to them, see what we've got left. Science, language, fashion and celebrities.
I'll go language next, please, Ben.
OK, language for how many?
I'll go three again.
We'll have a language question for three counters, please. A neologist is most commonly associated with the creation and popularisation of what? New words, new fashion or new food? Neologist.
Don't think it's fashion. Tempted by new words. New food, don't think so. Bit of a guess again, but I want to go for new words, please, Ben.
Should we light it up?
Please do.
We're going to take new words. OK, a neologist. Are they associated with the creation and popularisation of new words? They are indeed.
Excellent.
Right, Ken, three counters.
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK, let's start up drop zone one, please. Look like it might stop. At least it's flat, Ken.
Yeah, that's for sure, but nothing else.
Okay, tidy the shelf, that's important. Two to go.
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
Yes,
there you go,
that's
better.
Sure do. Slide sideways, I think.
There
you are. Never mind, come on. Might be something. Oh!
Oh.
They're getting nearer.
They are getting nearer. Drop zone one again.
Yes, please.
Fire up, please. Oh, just that last bounce took it away.
Yep, flat again, that'll do. Come on. Two.
Two across the tipping point, £100 for that drop. So the money goes up to £2,450. Let's go back to the categories. Science, fashion and celebrities.
Celebrities for three, please, Ben.
OK, we're going to go with celebrities for three counters this time, please. The 2014 autobiography, Close Up, is by which of these celebrities? Kylie Minogue, Kim Cattrall or Kelly Brook?
Ladies celebrities are not my strong point, Ben. So this is going to be a guess.
Have you heard of all of those three women?
Yes, I know who they are.
OK, so which might suit an autobiography called Close Up?
More likely Kylie Minogue, in my opinion, but it would be a guess. Kim Cattrall, a bit more obtuse. Kelly Brook. Know what? I'm going to guess on Kelly Brook and keep my fingers crossed, please, Ben.
Should we take Kelly Brook?
Please.
Light up Kelly Brook, please. So we need these three counters. It's Close Up, the autobiography of Kelly Brook. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Maybe you know more about these women than you let on, Ken.
Don't tell the wife.
You dark horse, you. Right, three counters.
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK, let's start up drop zone one, please.
Oh, a bit better.
Now, is it going to go...
Go sideways.
That's OK, that's OK. We've got it moving.
Oh, three down, that's good.
Nice. Ken, that's eight across the tipping point, £400, up to £2,850. Two to go. Drop zone one again.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. Still shoving that double towards the edge.
Needs to be in the right place this time.
think that could get a decent shove. Not too
bad, I need my shove sideways.
There you go, go on. Be good.
Come on, a few more. Right.
Got a bit stiff on that bottom shelf, not to worry. One more to go. Drop someone again.
Please.
Far up.
Might shove it a bit.
You'll get some natural, you get some.
Come on.
Come on, you two. Oh, just the one.
Another one across the tipping point, Ken. Another £50. £2,900. You've got the jackpot counter just peeping over the edge of that top shelf.
Yep.
We need to shift it now, though. Let's have a look at the categories. Science and fashion. I know you're saving your favourite.
Yeah, fashion. We'll go science for two, please.
OK. We'll have science for two counters this time, please. What does DC stand for in electrical power supply? Direct current, double current, or dangerous current?
Wouldn't it be funny if it was dangerous current? I'm pretty sure it's direct current, Ben.
Should we light that one?
Yes, please.
Let's take direct current, please. OK. Does DC stand for direct current? Yes, it does. Well done. So, two counters. Drop someone again?
I think so. It's tempting to go for zone two to get that big cluster off, isn't it, at this stage? But let's keep trying for the 10,000. I'll go for zone one again.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. We could get it down this time.
Yes.
Definitely.
Maybe not to the left, though.
Kind of there.
So there it goes. Absolutely where it shouldn't.
Ken, we've had no joy.
Nope.
One more.
Next one, drop zone one, please.
Ben. Fire up, please. Stop, 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 stop. I'm going to slide past it,
isn't
it?
Do.
Oh, Ken!
Might be some more off.
Go on, yeah. Up.
Three more.
So another £150 across the tipping point, Ken. We add that in. So we go over 3,000, which is nice. We're up to £3,050 in the bank. Jackpot counter's clinging to that top shelf. Let's go back to the categories. Your last one. Fashion, Ken.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Three, please, Ben.
OK, we're going to go fashion for three counters, please. The iconic fashion label Bieber was created by which designer? Mary Quant, Barbara Hulanicki, or Celia Birtwell? Have you heard of it?
No, but there is a big clue in the names, I think.
Right.
It's more recent than Mary Quant, I think. Celia Birtwell, I don't know. I'm going to go for Barbara Hulanicki. It is a guess, but I think it's an educated guess, Ben.
Should we light it up?
Please.
Let's go Barbara Hulanicki, please. You said there's a clue in the name.
Two B's and an I.
All the letters are in there. Mm-hmm. Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer Barbara Hulanicki? Yes. Well done.
That was a process of elimination, I think.
Inspired. Three counters then, Ken. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm torn between one and two at the moment. Let's stick with drop zone one, please.
OK, Ben. Load up drop zone one, please. Slide it down that right-hand side. It's just been elusive, hasn't it?
Yep, it's going the wrong way every time so far.
That's not going to help us.
Flat, though.
It is. Maybe get these two out on the corner here.
Won't move the double, I don't think.
Two across the tipping point, another £100, so we go up to £3,150.
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
No, that drop zone one. Oh! It just bounced the other side of that last little stud.
That was
nothing for that one, Ken.
This one needs to count.
What are you going to do?
Stick with drop zone one, please.
Fire up drop zone one, please.
Might shove a couple off, you never know.
Just a fraction too far.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do any good.
That's one more.
Oh.
One more across the tipping point, so we added another £50. That means we're up to £3,200. Ken, we've done all the categories and all the questions, we've done all your counters. At this stage, I would usually offer you a trade all the money you've won for three final counters in the hope of getting the jackpot counter out. Given how it's gone and just how rooted to the top shelf that jackpot counter is, I think I know what the answer's going to be, but I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the money or the trade?
I think we describe this as a no-brainer, Ben. I'd like to take the money, please.
Congratulations, Ken.
Thank you very much.
Very well done.
Very well done indeed. Thank you.
£3,200, not a bad amount of money, is it?
Can't complain.
Have you had a good day?
I have a wonderful day, thank you.
Well, we've loved having you on. Well done. So there you go, Ken leads you £3,200. The jackpot counter was being as stubborn as she can be. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.